Texas.
You're right there. You got the lungs of
go. Start the show. Start the show. Well, it's all the smoking I've been doing.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Welcome inside episode... Shit, I never know. This is 15?
16.
It's 15.
16. The same age when you got your license. The other thing came 25 years later. What? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Episode 16. Outside the Box with Mike and Liam.
Congratulations.
Been canceled. I never know, Mike.
You can't be canceled. How can we be canceled?
Someone can come in here and say, you need to stop doing this. We can get a cease. We can get a cease and desist letter from the millions of people that have been slandered.
Dog, this show is on fire. We got 122 views this past week.
That's very true. And you only had to pay them each 10 bucks?
Only 10. But I think having Brad Savage on the program helped out. We have the Capitals game on right now versus the Devils. Where's this game being played?
In D.C. You can tell it's not in Jersey because there's no gunshots couches and fire.
You're an asshole. People are not into that shtick. It's getting old. It's not funny.
There's no shtick. It's serious.
Yeah, I grew up...
Newark. The Devils play in Newark. There's nothing you can say to defend Newark.
You're right. There's nothing I can say to defend Newark.
Okay, as long as we're clear with you.
You're right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm trying to get our levels right. I feel like some of our episodes, the audio has been a little balanced off. Go ahead, talk.
Well, you know, you're the guy that's really
I understand, bored back
here.
That's why I feel like crap. Go talk.
I'm talking right now. No, this is awkward. I feel like we're doing a mic check as people are listening. People are clicking off their podcast right
Do you think
now.
We got a lot more people listening because Brad Savage, we had him on there. He put out the little message.
What, this is a production meeting during the show?
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. Having Savage and his shtick always helps.
It was good.
The program. It's funny. Funny guy. You should check him out over on 106.1 The Corner. But you're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, episode 16. Make sure to check out the show on Facebook. Just search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. That offer still stands. Friend, $320 gift certificate restaurant of your choice. It still stands.
Yeah, where are you going?
Anywhere you want to go. That's the beauty.
I
want
to go to
it,
the
Mike.
Red Lobster with you before I leave Charlottesville. Can we do that?
You detest Red Lobster.
What?
You detest Red
Lobster.
No,
I want to go.
I'll go.
I want to go.
I like that. That's a classy night out for the big cat over here.
Yeah, a classy night out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a classy night out for you.
Well, you know, we got
You're like a little kid. Mommy, there's lobsters in the tank. Can I grab one?
You know, I've never picked out my own lobster.
Me either. I've always just let them pick the lobster.
Let's get drunk and go pick out lobsters lobster.
I will get drunk with you and pick out lobsters at the Red Lobster.
No one said we had to eat them. We just pick them out. We just pick them out.
Get them for the kosher lady over there. No, I'm just terrible.
Well, anyway, so there's that. Also, make sure to check us out on Twitter at OTB with Mike Leon.
You know me, baby.
The Twitters. And there's also the email OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. Mike, this is what, the 21st? Here we are. We are 4 days away from Christmas. I know you're not a big Christmas guy.
Why am I not a big Christmas guy?
Well, you don't celebrate the Christmas.
I do. I do now.
The Caps just scored and I missed it. I'm a little sad. But,
Marty's having a terrible year.
Let's get into that right now, actually. You do now. You are a shady person.
Why am I a shady person? And before as well, you need to give me like 2 minutes of airtime to just rant on the Giants.
Oh,
I deserve that.
You're going to get that.
Okay.
But you're a shady person.
I'm not
this
a shady person. No.
This is why.
Why?
You're Jewish, and that's cool. There's nothing. That's awesome. But you have all those holidays? But your fiance's Christian.
So what's the shady part?
So now you get all those holidays. You get every holiday off. I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, but what is it? How am I shady? What did I do?
Because you're the what master the of getting out of work, and that's what makes it shady. So, you guys intentionally talked about this or something.
Am I going to adopt an African-American child for Kwanzaa?
You're going to... Don't you get me started on Kwanzaa.
Is that what I'm going to do next? Is that my grand scheme?
You're going to adopt an African-American child for Kwanzaa, and you're going to adopt an Islamic child so you can get Ramadan and all that stuff off. That's what you're going to do.
Could you imagine that household? Holy shit, would that be one confusing living room?
That sounds like a very shitty 70s ABC TV show.
That sounds like a recipe for trouble.
But you have every holiday off. I want that, Michael. You have complete, and you also have complete joke change, telling immunity.
Leon Oliver Stein. Change it up, baby.
You have complete joke telling immunity now as well, too.
Yeah, I do. That's, this is a Seinfeld reference.
That's dangerous. It is.
It makes me, I'm funny. That, no, I'm the next level
not,
funny.
You're not funny, but that's a dangerous precedent to have. You have every holiday and complete joke-telling immunity.
It is. The holiday thing is sweet. I'm not going to lie. I like it.
Meanwhile, I'm busting my ass over here.
What are you?
I'm going to celebrate Kwanzaa. That's what I'm going to do.
What is Kwanzaa?
I have no clue.
What is Kwanzaa?
I'm serious, I have no idea. I'm not bashing it, but I'm black and I don't know what Kwanzaa is.
You should.
You know, someone told me the other day, and anyone that listens to this podcast.
Someone from the radio station?
No, not someone from the radio station. From another endeavor that I am affiliated with. Goes to me the other day, oh, if I don't see you, you know, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Wait. Kwanzaa? Leon? Kwanzaa? You know Kwanzaa?
Who said this? Do I know the person?
I like her, so I'm not going to say her name.
She's someone from Virginia Sports.
Come on, just let her know.
She's listening to the podcast?
Well, maybe so.
Older than 40.
Someone affiliated with that organization said that to me. And I was almost offended by it.
Who is it? That's who I thought it was. I knew that's who it was.
So she goes, you know, I go, I'm sitting there like, what the hell? It's like Kwanzaa? Look, and I'm sorry if you do celebrate Kwanzaa. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend you. But I, as an African-American person, I feel like I can make fun of this now. It's a holiday that was invented by like some dude, I think, in like 1970-something. It's like Festivus. Kwanzaa is the black Festivus, Michael.
Can I be honest now while we're talking about this stuff?
What's that?
I didn't know for 3 months you were black.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I get that all the time.
I thought you I didn't think you were white. But I didn't know what you were.
As long as he's not one of them there Caucasians, he's fine by me.
I'm just being honest with you. I had no idea. When I found out you were, I felt a little cooler. I was like, I got a black friend. This is great.
Yeah, I'm probably the one guy that you know, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a really bad 1990s teen movie.
It was great.
I'm that one guy that's at every party.
Yeah, but you don't go out.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't know for a few months.
What did you think I was?
I didn't think about it, to be honest.
Did it make you nervous?
When I found out you were? Yes! Like, I can't be with this guy. He's going to have guns.
No, I meant beforehand. Thanks, you, Wallace.
That came off wrong. I had no idea. I love you.
That makes me nervous.
No, it's not a sexual love. Don't worry. I'm not going to make a move on you.
Is there any other kind? I've gotten Native American. I've gotten Polynesian.
I thought you were Polynesian.
I get a lot of Middle Eastern.
I thought you were Middle Eastern.
Especially when I have a beard.
Yeah.
I get a lot of Middle Eastern. I get Mexican sometimes. Well, I guess Hispanic, you know, Mexican, Nicaraguan, whatever, Hispanic. I get that a lot. And one guy wanted to know, was I like an Aborigine or something, like, you know, like Australian, you know, like the Aborigines. It's like, no, sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm nothing exotic, Michael.
Well, I think you're great.
I'm just
a regular run-of-the-mill
black guy.
I like you for who you are.
I'm just a regular run-of-the-mill black guy.
You like hockey.
I know. I'm a run-of-the-mill black guy that watches All in the Family, likes hockey, and listens to country music. Just every other black guy
out there. Yeah, every other one out there. Unbelievable. Just like me.
You're a weird guy.
The Giant game was miserable.
You've been trying to talk about this for like 3 days. And, you know, I can't help but not feel sorry for you. Well, I take that back. I think I said that wrong. I don't feel sorry for you, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's completely opposite. Why?
You're a New York sports fan. New York, you're obnoxious. And either way, it's Philadelphia and New York. The earth could have opened up and swallowed both teams, and I would have been fine by that. You're so hurt. It looks like Mike Vick came in and just kicked your dog right now.
I don't own a dog. I'm not a dog guy.
So you're Mike Vick.
I guess I'm Mike Vick, yeah. That was awful, Leon. That was truly awful. I went to a bar to watch the game because I could not get it locally. I had the Skins-Cowboys game on, which, by the way, they took off at the bar because no one was watching it.
Let's reset this for a second. Well, Mike's talking about Sunday. He went to a bar, which is the worst thing you can do to watch an NFL game. But I understand, you wanted to see the Giants.
I wanted to watch them play.
You wanted to see the Giants.
If there was a Giants bar, I would have been at the Giants bar.
You didn't want to take the Leon Oliver way and do the shady watch it online through these third-party sites.
No, because they stop, they slow down. If I had the option, I want it on real TV.
I get that, but I'd rather be locked up in the Hungarian prison with Boris than watch a game of sports ball.
So I had to watch. Yeah, but you're weird.
Oh, anyway, so
I was there. There were like 12 fucking Eagles fans all around me. The one dumbass right to my left. This guy's on the UVA swim team, and I'm sorry.
He's automatic douche. He's a swimmer.
He goes. He's talking to his friends like, "Hey, is this game the last game of the year? Is this the last regular season game of the year?"
He's a UVA athlete. They don't know sports. That's why they suck.
Well, and then the other guy who's got his Brian Westbrook jersey.
Brian Westbrook.
Got the Deshaun Jackson.
Jackson.
Michael Lewis Vick. They're all there sitting in front of me. 53 minutes. Nothing. Their mouths are shut. They are quiet. It is the way I like it. They are mad at Andy Reid. Why aren't you challenging the play? Yada, yada, yada. I hate this team. Michael Vick's a bum. Get rid of the guy. The whole nine yards.
So they're pretty stupid sports fans is what you're saying.
Dying here.
It's that reefer.
That last 8 minutes were miserable. It was so bad. How does that happen? Why in the world is Matt Dodge punting the ball? Not out of bounds.
Oh,
one time can I beat
this.
That damn town? One time. I have to watch the Mets year after year lose to the Phillies. I have to watch 7.5 games with 13 left. Gone. 4 games with 7 left. The next year, gone. All I want is to beat the Eagles. Is that too much? One time for the damn division. Why can't they do that?
I feel no empathy for you. I feel none for you.
One time.
I'm a DC sports fan. All I know is losing. Maybe not losing in dramatic fashion, but all I know is losing. I'd take losing on the last play and still being in the playoff hunt than facing 5-9 right now, getting ready to go 5-11 this year.
You've accepted your pain. I'm living it. I'm living it.
That sounds... How obnoxious were they after the game?
I don't know. I left.
Did you run out of there quickly?
I ran out of there very fast. I went up to a Miami Dolphin fan and said, "There's no way I'm staying here." I left.
You know, that's one thing I don't get about Charlottesville. And everyone, you said Eagle fans are there. There's Giant fans.
Because
there are
people from
all
over. It's like that in any state.
But what happened? I feel like maybe now.
You're in a college town.
With the internet and the DirecTV and all this stuff, people don't like pick up a new team when they move somewhere. Let's say you moved to Michigan and you lived in Michigan for 30 years in Dearborn, Michigan. 20 years ago, if you moved to Michigan and lived there for 30 years, you probably would have been a Lions fan. You've been forced to watch that shit team, and that would have been your team because you lived there. But now you can live in Seattle and you're a Steeler fan.
You want me to change my affiliation?
No, I'm not just saying. I just pointed that out when I was talking to someone else about that.
It's easier to follow your team, absolutely.
The other day, and the fact that they had to change from the Cowboys-Redskins game, which, I mean, these are two bad teams. But you figure we're 2 hours from D.C. You would figure most people are Redskins fans.
No one was there, but maybe because they could watch it at home, and maybe that the bar's an outlet. I know personally, if I have the option to watch it at home, and you agree with me on this, I will always watch it at home.
Oh, without a doubt. Because
I would rather be in my presence of myself and not have to worry about idiots around me.
Idiots, you know, and I think that's the biggest reason why you've seen television ratings for football go through the roof. And, like, even attendance has been down. I know the tickets are expensive and the traffic is a mess and parking and all that stuff. But think about it. You go to a game, you're going to be with a bunch of assholes. A bunch of drunken assholes, and you're going to pay $8 for a beer. It's just better than just watching in your own place.
Oh, and with the good TVs you have now, as I told you, I got the 47-inch TV, the HDMI cable. Fantastic.
You're a pretty stupid guy.
It enriches the telly.
So you're sitting there, you're watching a TV that probably looks like 1957 because you don't have a $20 cable.
It was 26.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah. No, that's a good move. That cable makes it a lot better. I was like, you know, this is nice, but yeah, I thought it'd be a little better. The flat screen, I thought it'd be like the high def stuff.
Wait, was that therapeutic for you, Michael, to get that off your chest?
I feel a little better.
You look relieved now.
Yeah, I feel better. I feel a lot better, actually.
Now you're not in a roid-esque rage. You're just sad.
That's
now.
What it's like if you're on steroids. Wow, that is awful. I was a very mean person.
It's like you did steroids and like an 8-ball of Coke. And that might have been our first Coke reference on Outside the Box.
Yeah, well, this is not a place for that.
Well, this isn't South Beach circa 1981.
We're not doing lines of Coke here, okay? I don't want people that are listening in the station to get that idea. You get the people listening get the idea that we're doing Outside the Box and we're drugs.
There's girls in bikinis over in the corner. We got pastel suits on. Don Johnson's over here. Miami Vice bitches. That's what it is.
Oh, God. Don't get me going there. What was your name? What was your name when you were Dr. Santos?
Dr. Luis Alejandro Santos.
Dr. Luis Alejandro. Should we say that for the next Outside the Box?
That's an Outside the Box. You know what? Maybe we had to do a bonus show or something one day. That's a story for another day.
Oh, God. Dr. I know Luis what I want Alejandro to talk about. Santos. Oh, it got on my nerves. This damn video cam you told me about. This is unbelievable.
Video cam?
You can watch somebody in their living room cleaning their clothes, making their sandwich for lunch the next day, munching on some chips and salsa.
To preface this conversation, a mutual acquaintance of ours posted a video.
Just say the name.
Online. Where you can see what a day in their life is like. Well, an evening in their life is like. And it's a time lapse. So, you know, you see the time lapse. Like, they show the sun rise and set and it all happens in 2 minutes.
Right, you can watch a day in 5 minutes because it's in fast forward.
Who the hell does that? Who is conceited enough where you think, you know what? Me scratching my ass on my couch eating Cheetos watching The Biggest Loser is, that's entertaining. Someone wants to see that.
I don't get it.
Is it bad of us that we actually watched it?
That's the great debate, because I did watch it. Could not. The opportunity to see this, I had to watch it. I had to watch it.
I guess it's like a train wreck where someone said, hey, a train wrecked over there. You know it's terrible, but you're going to look at it.
You got to see it.
It's going to be a lot more entertaining than someone knowing
who the person was made you want to watch it?
I guess so, knowing that this is the type of like thing you see from this
like
person.
Like if it was just some random person who, you know how on Facebook.
Is she hot? Like, is she going to take off her top?
No, this is not nothing I'll like that. No, nothing like that.
Oh, nothing just like some, what you some, usually do. Okay.
So, what's that?
Nothing.
You ripping me? I'm trying to talk here. I'm not even listening to you. Some random dude who you're not really Facebook friends with, but is on Facebook.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna look at it.
Joe Schmo was just doing that. You're gonna go whatever, but because it was him, you had to see it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look at it. Then I don't give two shits about it. But the fact that someone's that conceited to post that on there, and I know I looked at it, but why would? I mean, maybe we're conceited for thinking someone actually gives a damn about us going in here and doing this.
No, but to set up
a camera and there's my wife and there's my dog. I'm sitting here scratching my balls. That's what I do. Who the hell wants to watch that?
You and me.
I couldn't believe it, Mike.
I couldn't believe it either.
I couldn't believe it. That's the society that we live in.
Oh, tonight. It's unbelievable. I guess I don't. I get frustrated because I get mad at myself and I'm complaining about it and I'm like, how can he do this? Why in the world would you want to watch it? But I could not help myself but to watch it. I had to watch it. Once you told me about it, I was like, all right, I got to go on Facebook and see this thing. I got to see this thing.
It is atrocious. And I've been thinking about linking to it. I don't think I'll link to it.
Nah.
But it's atrocious.
I guess we'd all love to see the reaction if you did link to it.
We all have,
because you get the evil witch on you.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Of the East.
We all have that one friend, I guess, that, you know, it's kind of like that. It's like a bit too full of himself, I guess you could say.
Yeah, chest is a little out too far.
This guy's that guy. You know, the constant Twitter updates. I'm at such and such place getting my oil changed. I'm at such and such place getting a donut. I'm at such and such place doing this. I don't care. I really don't care. And I'm tired of being inundated by people's crap like that.
People love to talk about themselves like that. Now, granted, I just went on the air and did a 2-minute rant about the New York Football Giants. That needed to be done.
You think you're going to be an internet celebrity because of this? You're going to be like Chad Dukes of in D.C.
How many idiot Giant fans like myself have probably done the same thing on sports talk shows.
Went outside and shot up a couple blocks in New York.
They went outside. They're like, boom, boom, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, Bronx, baby.
Yeah, but outside of that, I was in Astoria a few weeks ago. Queens, but I think it's different. I think it's the constant updating about me, from this person in particular is awful. It's awful. I can't take it.
I
can't take my eyes off it at the same time.
It's a terrible. I guess maybe that's
being fair. Being honest.
I guess that's how Americans look at reality TV. My girlfriend will watch some crap and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, this is so bad," but yet she watches it every week.
Right. Right.
Like, you know, her new thing is now the Sing Off.
What is that? I've never heard of it.
Think American Idol, but the singers are even shittier, and it's like a cappella groups. And
so
it's on NBC. So it's like an American Idol ripoff.
Right.
It's like if you
what channel is it on?
I think it comes on NBC. Mm-hmm. And I watched 10 minutes of this and I wanted to kill myself.
Right, right. I'm surprised you're still here.
Well, you know. No, it's an awful show. Like, I don't see how people can watch it. The Teen Moms and stuff. It's like we have this fascination with other people's crap. And then we complain about it, but yet we still watch it. You know how many people I heard complain about Jersey Shore, but yet they watched it every week?
Hey, you watched it. Our first episode of Outside the Box, we were supposed to have a correspondent about it.
Budget issues, you know, we really can't afford that. We don't have any sponsors.
And now that you got me thinking about it, we have one listener. I love the guy. I will not call him by his real name. I want JR to come on the program and talk about his love life. I think it'd be very fascinating. Inundate him with Facebook posts and tell him to come on Outside the Box. Bother him.
If you want,
because it would be our reality show.
Or if you want to come on the show and talk about your love life or lack thereof, send us an email, otbwithmikeandleon@gmail.com. Post on the Facebook wall. It can be completely anonymous. I was Jamaican there for a second.
Yeah, I'm on.
It can be completely anonymous. You can be Toby, and your real name's Bob. I don't care. We can talk about it. It can be therapeutic. We can be like Dr. Drew and Adam fucking Carolla. This can be a love line.
That would be funny.
All right. There's some people out there that's got some stuff they need to work through, Michael, and that's what we're here for. We're here to help.
Well, I appreciate it.
At the end of the day, we're here to help. I'll make fun of you till the cows come home, but we're here to help.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Well, I'm not going to lie. This is the holiday season. And don't even get me started on it. It's the Christmas season. I'm sorry. I hate people that say, "Oh, happy holidays." Fuck you. It's Christmas.
I agree. But you shouldn't get mad if someone says it.
No, I'm not going to get mad at it. But if someone says happy holidays, I will respond with a Merry Christmas. Now, that understand, I know different people celebrate different things and all. That's cool. That's awesome. I said happy Hanukkah to you.
I appreciate it.
I did, didn't I?
You did.
I did. That's
yeah,
cool.
But you only did it, to be fair, 3 out of 8 nights. And that bugged me a little bit. You weren't there the other 5. So you're a little fugazi on me,
well,
buddy.
Maybe you could take those days off along with Easter and Passover and
oh, you better believe
else
it
as well too.
You better believe it. I'll have my matzo with some eggs on it, and there you go.
Anyway, so this season, you know, it's supposed to be about joy and giving and stuff. This season pisses me off more than any other season, Mike. And you know why? It's because of all the selfish assholes out there, all the people that go shopping and go crowding things on the Saturday. Last Saturday, it was impossible to get anywhere. The roads are full of people. The parking lots are full. People are going nuts buying stuff. Their kids are screaming. They don't discipline them. And everyone wants a damn iPod, and it's all about Santa Claus. They've lost complete meaning of the holidays. They've lost it completely. They've gone off the deep end. And I'm not a big mall guy to begin with, you know, places like that.
Those
so when
tough.
I go there this time of year, it just drives me even worse. Because that brat that's going nuts and the mom won't say anything to him is doing it 18 times louder because he wants whatever piece of crap toy he's going to play with for 10 minutes and throw away. And the parents are all stressed out because they got to buy something for their fourth cousin from Houston that they haven't talked to in 6 years. If you haven't talked to him in 6 years, he doesn't need a fucking gift. And nor do I need to hear about it when I'm walking through the
fucking
food court.
I got you a gift.
Really?
Yeah, I got you a gift.
Is it the gift that keeps on giving?
No, I got you a real gift.
It's booze?
No, I got you a real gift. I can't tell you what it is.
So you got me booze for Christmas?
I didn't get you anything.
Now I'm hurt.
You want to do it? You want to exchange gifts by tomorrow?
Not at all. That requires effort in me going out. Trust me. As we get closer to the holidays,
how about a card? We can do a card.
I don't do cards.
I'll take some computer paper.
It is a homosexual thing to give another man a card. I will not do it.
Well,
I'm not a card guy.
What happens?
What the hell do you?
What happens if you are gay? Then is it okay?
You knock yourself out.
So you're saying if you're gay, you can give someone a card.
I'm not giving another man a card.
How about if it's your dad?
My dad doesn't do cards either.
I believe that you're... Why do I get the sneaking suspicion that your dad does not do holiday cards?
I don't do cards, man. I get a card.
How about if it's for a family total, like man, woman, and the kid?
I don't send them out.
But is that okay?
That's fine. Knock those out. I think
you ever see the Seinfeld with the cards, how he just throws them out?
That's what I do. That's exactly what I do. I got a card from a very good friend of mine.
Callahan walked in the building.
Nice. I got a card from a very good friend of mine and her husband the other day. And I looked at it. And I said, okay, cool. That's cool. All right, I'm going to go shred it. And my girlfriend goes, no, you can't shred it.
What's your thoughts then on the Christmas card with the picture in the front?
Oh, that's so self-serving. Go fuck yourself.
Like, here's little Mindy. She's doing good. And oh, look at Tim. He's growing up so much. Oh, man, he's got his teeth in now.
It's,
what about that?
It's not 1972 anymore. We have email. You used to send Christmas cards out back then and you used to fill them all out. Oh, Cindy's going to college this year. She's dumb, so she's going to Radford.
I got an idea.
But now, you know, you send all that stuff out. Now people email. We text. We're all connected. I don't need your damn card.
Oh, I've got an idea. After this podcast, you and I are walking into the news department, me, you, Callahan. We're taking a picture together and we're putting it on Facebook, and that's going to be our Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from Outside the Box.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Go fuck yourself from Outside the Box.
Now, I don't know about the F-bomb for the website, but what do you think?
No.
You down with that?
No.
We're putting that on there.
I am an anti-card person.
It's an internet
happening card.
Come on, we'll put the internet
the
card
thing.
On there.
You're Come the guy on. That sends Dude, internet cards too, aren't
I don't
you?
Send internet cards. I don't even know how to, I didn't know what an HDMI cable is. You think I'm going out sending internet cards? Think about it.
Have you ever sent an internet card to a girl for Valentine's Day?
No.
You have.
I've never done that.
You seem like a little
I've
cheap
only
bastard.
Had one. I've only had two Valentine's Days in my life.
That's a little sad.
Both my fiance. It's the only time. Okay, when you're like six and you're passing around the little candies or whatever.
I never did like that because you had to bring something for everybody. I didn't want to give candy. I wanted to give candy to the pretty girls. I didn't want to give it to my friends.
The pretty girls.
Yeah,
but it's more candy for you.
Not how so? If I'm giving away the candy, when it would have been mine in the first place.
Well, if you're 10 years old, who's buying the candy?
I had an allowance. I worked for my money. So it was me.
Okay. Well then, shit, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I understand.
In my household, you worked, damn it.
What would you do?
You throw
Get
out
your
the
dad
trash,
beer.
You mow the lawn. If I had a nickel for every beer I brought my dad.
You
I'd,
would.
I'd be a rich man.
Well, I want to get to your lottery in a moment.
Oh, yes.
Some people are listening to this podcast. You might be halfway down the Mississippi by now.
I'm going to kill Mississippi, where Brett Favre's from. That's all I'm going to retire to. Well, what are you? I love that I gave you a chance to talk, and you're sitting here and you're drinking beverages.
I was thirsty in the middle of that. I was thirsty.
No, that's a lot. No, so we were talking about this earlier.
We're putting up the Christmas card with Callahan.
I played the lottery today. Not something I usually do.
Promise me we'll do that right after?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I played the lottery today. Not something I usually do. But it was $154 million.
I thought it was $145.
$145. dyslexia kicking in. At that point, does it really matter?
Yes, it does, because when you finish the story, it makes a big difference.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, I guess it does.
It definitely does.
So it was $145 million. I decided, what's $1 when I can win $145 million of them before Uncle Sam takes all my money?
Right.
So I played it. And I just want you all to know, as much as I love doing this podcast, after I win tonight, and I will, this shit's done.
So what are you going to pay me? You got to give me a little money.
I'm not giving you shit.
You got to finance Outside the Box. Get it sponsored. Help it out.
You and Callie can be more than happy to do this show afterwards.
I can't do this show with Callahan. I need you.
I'll ride off into the sunset.
You're not going to give me a dime. All I've done, the amount of rides, how about gas for a year?
I'll give you a grand. How's that sound?
A grand.
I'll give you a grand.
No, I want
it's
more.
It's my $145 million, Michael.
Right.
After Uncle Sam takes away taxes.
Or $70
million. We're looking at
$70
million. $90 million there?
$70
million. What, you want to have it there?
Yeah, just still to be.
Okay, so after taxes, I get $70 million out of that. That's my $70
million. You should give me $2 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
I'll give you $5,000. How about that?
I want a mil. I think you should give me $1 million.
I would come up
for the amount of stuff I've helped. I got you the job here.
I would come up with lots of...
Which has been about $20 in the last 2 years.
Pretty much true. And more stress. And more stress.
I think $1 million would be fair to me. I think you would do the right thing.
I would come up with something
I'd give you $1 million.
I would come up with something pretty heinous for you to do to get $1 million.
What would I have to do?
Probably have to, I don't know, massage Callahan's feet or something.
I'd do it for $1 million. I'd lick his feet for $1 million.
That is disgusting. His feet are like the color of a hockey puck. I think they may be dead. I think they may be dead. You ever see Mr. Deeds and he had like the rotten foot?
Yes, and he took the thing and he hit him. Outside the Box, episode 16. Liam, we need to wrap it up because I got to get the F out of here.
Yeah, well, what do you got to do? What could be some more short and important?
I got to go to my other job.
What do you bust tables?
I do. I work at the Applebee's.
Really?
Busting tables, yeah.
Oh, nice. There any...
Are there
any cute waitresses there?
Well, I'm the salad bar maintenance man.
You would be the worst salad bar. You would sneeze all over the place.
I make sure the croutons are filled.
Episode 16, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. He's got to go.
300 people listen.
Jack up Santa, whatever he does.
Comment on our Christmas card.
300 likes on the Facebook, the Book of Face, and you get a $20 gift certificate to wherever you want.
Or you could join us at the Red Lobster for our drunken fiasco on picking out lobsters.
That could be true as well. Make sure to hit us up on Twitter, OTB with Mike Leon. Also, you can email the show, OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. Since this will be the last show before Christmas, anything you want to say to our listeners, Mike?
I just want to say, Leon, it's been an honor doing this show with you. I really appreciate our listeners that has grown. We have 167 likes, fans. Do appreciate it. This show is happening because of you. Kind of not true, but...
Yeah.
The more it grows, I mean, it's just the light. It's just the light.
What do you dig for a meal? You gonna cry over there?
I'm starting to.
I like to say, lastly, I know I do a lot of shtick here on this program, but you know what? I mean it all. Pittsburgh, you can go fuck yourself. Merry Christmas. I don't say happy holidays, and I'll see you when I see you, which will be never after I win this $145 million, because my fraternity turned 145 years old today, thus I'm winning 145 mil tonight.
Get ready for Outside the Box episode 17 when you can hear about all the money he did not win. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year. Next week when we talk, the New York Football Giants will have defeated the Green Bay Packers and make the playoffs.
And I'll be strung out on blow. Outside the Box, get the fuck out of here.
First thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. Sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I'm a transformer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing up those.
Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Oh, facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh, my God.
Charities.
She's a witch. I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight. I blow a fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Dale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you rig up the lights.